हरे कृष्णा। इन ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स इट इज मेंशन्ड हाउ द एटीट्यूड प्रॉब्लम इज फर्स्ट एंड द इम्प्यूरिटी प्रॉब्लम इज सेकेंड। एज वी सेड बिफोर द टर्निंग द फेस अवे फ्रॉम कृष्णा बाय रिबेलिंग अगेंस्ट हिज अथॉरिटी इज फर्स्ट एंड शैडो दैट वी सी बाय टर्निंग अवे फ्रॉम हिम are the impurities like the lust, anger and greed that accrue in the mind, which is secondary. According to Shastras, the impurities are not a very great problem or impediment in the advancement of spiritual life because they can be washed away by Krishna himself. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami mashcha. He says that I can cleanse all the impurities provided you are interested in me. But those jivas who are not interested in Krishna are surrendering to him, they show insubordination and rebellion against him and act in nefarious ways, bringing trouble to themselves and bringing trouble to others. And what is the meaning of turning away from Krishna? Ya shastra vidim utsrajya vartate kamakaratah nasasiddhim avapnoti nasukham na paramgatim. Those who give up the shastra vidhi are the injunctions of the scriptures and act whimsically, independently, in sinful ways, because of being rebellious of the Supreme Lord. Such people, he says, neither can they become happy or peaceful in this world, nor will they be happy in the next world, he says. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, the talk about attitude is repeatedly seen. Like with respect to Arjuna, Krishna says, idam tude guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. Arjuna, I am instructing you in this message of Bhagavad Gita because you are not envious of me, he says. Bhakto sime sakha cheti rahasyam he taduttamam. He says, you are my bhakta, you are my sakha, you are not envious of me, you are very dear to me. Ishto sime dridamiti idam bhakshyami te hitam. So in this way you will repeatedly find this in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talking to Arjuna about Arjuna's right attitude. In the same manner, Krishna also talks about the disadvantages of the wrong attitude. Ye me matamidam nityam manutrishthanti manavaha shraddhavanto anasuyanto muchyante te pikarma bihi. In two lines he says, ye me matamidam nityam, those people who accept my good instructions that I am giving here and they faithfully follow it, and they very easily get liberated from this world and go back to Godhead. And those who out of envy disregard these instructions and act whimsically, independently, they are destroyed, they are vanquished. He says that. Similarly, many places, Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi atachetva mahankaram nashroshyasi vinankshasi. He says that by developing attachment for me, by my mercy, my devotee is easily delivered from this ocean of samsara to the shores of the spiritual world. But out of envy, if somebody disregards my instructions, they won't listen to me. Nashroshishi, vinangshishi, he says, they are destroyed. So, I told several verses now, and we can add many more to this, but the principle is same. And the original rebellion against the Supreme Lord of turning our face away from him, and wanting to act independently, whimsically, without aligning with his desire, is actually the first sin. And the second sin is, as the jiva wanders in the material world, he is captured by maya, japatiya dare. And then those impurities cause him to further entangle himself more and more and more. The beauty of chanting of the holy name is, the chanting of the holy name not only purifies the mind of the impurities like kama, krodha, lobha, but the holy name destroys the rebellious attitude towards Krishna also by instilling inspiration in our heart to turn towards Krishna, move towards him progressively and submit ourselves to him and derive inspiration from him. Therefore, in Kulashekara's Mukundamala, he says, Munimano vritti pravritti aushadam, he says, Vyamoha prashamaushadam munimano vritti pravritti aushadam. He says, not only it destroys the vyamoha, moha is the illusion that causes us entanglement in this world. Prabhupada says the atheistic civilization is born of illusion and the result of such illusion is lamentation. Prabhupada says. But that is not only that is destroyed, but our vritti to become independent, that is also destroyed. So that it produces the muni manovritti, means it imbues us with a desire to turn to the Lord and surrender to Him, giving up our false ego. That is the power of the chanting of the holy name. You can see how Ajamila was so degraded, not only he had turned away from the Lord, he had become thoroughly entangled in various impurities of murdering, killing, looting and living with a prostitute and all that. But all these impurities, including his tendency to turn away from the Lord, everything was washed away when he chanted the holy name regularly. And over a period of time, he attained the position in Vaikuntha. Therefore, one should not take the chanting of the holy name cheaply, because cleansing impurities itself is a difficult job on our own. We cannot do the cleansing of the impurities in our heart, but more difficult than that is the attitudinal problem. Attitude problem is rebellion. That is even more difficult to cleanse. You can see great, great karmis, jnanis, yogis, they may be doing yajna, dana, tapa and study of Sanskrit, being a great scholar. There are many people who have siddhis. They can fly in the sky, walk on water. There are many karmis who perform big, big yajnas. And there are highly accomplished and qualified people, but they have only one serious problem. They have rebellion against Krishna. So they find fault with Krishna. They talk ill of Krishna. They blaspheme Krishna. Whether it be Romaharshana Sutta, or whether it be Yajnik Brahmanas, whether it be Dvivida Gorilla, and we can name a list of many such fellows. So all these people have attitude problem. Therefore, many psychiatrists say, the moment a person admits that he has a psychiatric problem, 75% of his disease is cured. Because most fellows who are crazy will not agree they are crazy. And they will not take the medicine and they will refuse. They will say the doctor is crazy. Similarly, our main problem is attitude problem. If we associate with faithful Vaishnavas and we give up this attitude problem and admit that Krishna is my Swami, I am His servant, and you cherish in this eternal relationship, Jivaru Surupohoi, Krishna Nitidas. And Krishna says in 4.10 Bhagavad Gita, Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha Manmaya Mama Pashitaha Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Madbhava Magata. He says there are three problems living in this space. Raga, Bhaya and Krodha. Some people, they are too attached to sense gratification. When they hear Krishna's pastimes, they become sahajiyas. And there also they try to indulge in illicit sex life and things like that after hearing Krishna's pastimes foolishly. That is their problem due to material attachment. And bhaya means some people fear that, oh, I thought I have escaped from Krishna. Come to this world again, if I go to spiritual world, I will see his identity, my identity. They don't want any identity. They want to destroy their identity and merge in Brahman. So they have bhaya. And krodha means some people read this philosophy, that philosophy, all hodgepodge. They heard, went to many organizations and ultimately they couldn't find the truth. They got frustrated and became angry. They are krodha. So vita, raga, bhaya, krodha. All these three fellows become fools. And they cannot attain Krishna. Therefore, we should not get misled by anybody. But we should follow the Guru Parampara. And hear in Guru Parampara and come to the point of understanding the real truth. And then surrender to Krishna. So when you get time, please read this 4.10, very important verse. If you have anger towards Krishna or envy towards Krishna, because you are in 4.10 verse. That's the main reason. Somebody has misled you. Somebody has told you wrong information about Krishna before coming to ISKCON. Therefore, we are averse to Krishna, to surrendering to Krishna. But when you hear in Guru Parampara, we will fall in love with Krishna. We will cry tears for what He is doing for us. Then when you get the right attitude, you will run towards Krishna. And there will be no hesitation, no reluctance in approaching Him through the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. वाञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनन्तकोटिवैष्णववृन्दके वैष्णव ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की